In Saturday's rally, Palestinians attempted to overcome their current internal divisions, at least briefly, by protesting together. Thousands of Gazans from various Palestinian factions, including rivals Hamas and Fatah, marched in Gaza City to commemorate the Palestinian 62nd anniversary of Nakba, or catastrophe, which refers to the day when Israel was created on occupied Palestinian territories.
Today the Palestinian people are united. We are here to assert our right of return and the establishment of an independent Palestinian state with Jerusalem al-Quds as its capital.
They waved Palestinian flags and carried a giant key that is symbolic of their hope for return. Hundreds of thousands of Palestinians fled or were driven out of their homes during the 1948 war surrounding Israel's creation on occupied Palestinian lands. According to documented data, Israel destroyed 531 Palestinian towns and villages during the Nakba and killed 15,000 Palestinians.
I have a message to those who want to give up our rights with their so-called roadmap peace plan. They will fail even if they kill us or uproot us from our lands.
Marchers ended their activities by heading to the United Nations office in Gaza, where they handed a letter to the UN representative in which they stressed that they will never give up the right of return to their ancestral land.
This rally is another proof that the Palestinian people are united for their national rights, and top of them is the right of return. This is a message to all those conspiring against the Palestinians and their rights of repatriation. Their plots are doomed to fail.
According to United Nations statistics, there are 4,760,000 registered Palestinian refugees in the Middle East. For displaced Palestinians, marches are agents of remembrance, which help create collective historical memory for a people who have suffered for over six decades. Israel has prevented the return of approximately 5 million Palestinian refugees who have either been expelled or displaced. Palestinians say after 62 years, they want the whole world to know that they will never give up the right of return to their homeland. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV, Gaza.